Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 36. Hello there, everyone! Thank you for downloading this episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, Nard. And if this is the first time you're downloading this podcast, welcome! Welcome, everyone. Well, what is this podcast about? It's about bears, cubs, bear events, and bear profiles, and commentaries that I make on certain issues, certain news articles, probably about movies, and probably I'll just share with you guys some of my experiences. So before we go on with the show, let me tell you guys what happened last weekend. Let me see, Friday night, we went to Tony's. Tony's is a Tex-Mex restaurant here in Houston, and it's very gay on a Friday night, and there's a lot of woofy guys go there who would go there. I think I posted a picture in my live journal. Anyway, that's on Friday night. Then after that, we went bowling. So that was a good evening with the guys. And we went to Ripcord afterwards. And just hanged out around there. And just went home afterwards. And then Saturday, we went to Saffron Moroccan. It's a Moroccan restaurant in Shepherd and Lexington. It's a surprise birthday party for a friend of ours. It's a very interesting meal, very, very elaborate how they prepare their food, but also very expensive, $46 per person. Wow. And then afterwards, we just went to the Guava Lamp. That's a yuppie bar. And we just hanged out there. I went home early that night, so I didn't want to stay too long because I had a lot of things to do. So after that, Sunday, brunch at the Cadillac Ranch. Of course, it's our favorite brunch place. And then after eating, we went to Mark E. And we watched Glory Hole. Oh, I mean, Glory Road. It's about the basketball team from El Paso. That's a good one. It's a very heartwarming movie. After the movie, I just went home because I had a lot of things to do. So, that's pretty much what happened last weekend. Tonight is also the Golden Globe Awards. And while I was watching that, I was able to talk to Babalu, and we podcasted this evening. So, he'll be in the next episode. Okay, so let's get down to business, guys. I was able to talk to Vito. He's the webmaster of BearDar.com. BearDar.com is a fairly new website. It's a site for bear profiles, and it's got bear personals, and it's a way for people to communicate. It's a very impressive website. You guys should check it out. So I got to interview Vito. He's a big V bear.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hello, everyone. This is Nard with Vito from BearDar.com. Say hello to everyone, Vito.
Hello.
So tell me about BearDar. What got you started in setting up BearDar.com?
Well, it's funny you asked. I called my business partner friend Larry in Chicago to remind me how we started and all that, and he reminded me that we had wonderful sex at IBR, and that's how we met.
Okay.
And he mentioned to me that he knew how to do some programming, and then I knew how to do some programming, and I called him a few months later and said, hey, you know, I want to start a personal site. I'd already started it and, you know, got it. Some of the programming going, and he helped me, and so now we're business partners, and we're gonna We've already started the site. It's in beta,
mm-hmm.
meaning that it's still in testing. The official launch is actually IVR this year, 2006. I have a table, and we're going to have some giveaways. I'm going to do a podcast. You have actually inspired me to do my own podcast.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
It's not on the front page of Beardar.com yet, but it will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm building it, and it'll be on there soon. I've already done 2 episodes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I mentioned you on one of the episodes.
Oh, really? I should subscribe to it. What's the URL to that, or what? How do I subscribe to that?
Just Beardar, B-E-A-R-D-A-R, space, radio.
Okay.
Call it Beardar Radio.
Beardar Radio. All right.
Yeah.
So why Beardar?
Well, I was the one who actually came up with the name.
Oh, okay.
You know how there's Gaydar?
Yeah.
And one day, I've been doing websites for a while, and I was just looking for domain names one day, just coming up with different names and seeing if they're there. I think I still own mancrotch.com.
You should point that to Beardar.com.
It might be. I'll have to check. I have a big list with my domain names on it that I own, and they all point to Beardar.com now. But I'm also the webmaster for the Desert Bear Resort in Palm Springs.
Oh, really? I was there to 2004.
Oh,
I stayed there at Desert Bear. Wow.
Yeah, the new guys, Paul, had taken it over. Before, it was a guy named Dave, mm-hmm. And I helped him too. And it was it's been a good experience.
Actually, Dave is my neighbor.
Really?
Yes, same name.
The original owner of the Desert Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Say hello to him for me.
He's about a mile away from me or something, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know him. I know him very well.
Mm-hmm.
I lost track of what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Beardar, why it's called Beardar.
Oh, it's called Beardar. I don't know. Gaydar? Beardar?
Oh, that's just it. Okay.
Seeking out others like yourself, I guess.
Ah, all right.
Would be the official definition.
Okay. So what are the features of the website, you know?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to start it. I noticed the other sites out there, really what they have going for them is they have the men and they have the bodies. And hopefully one day we'll have those. But right now we have almost 300 people that have signed up.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's going exponentially, and we haven't even really started advertising yet. Like I said, the launch of the site really isn't, it's up and running right now, but the launch isn't until IBR this year. But it's got some things that I haven't really seen on any other website. It's got, you can put up to 20 pictures,
okay.
And each picture you can put its own individual passcode for the picture.
Oh, okay.
So you can say, hey, look at this picture, and the passcode's 5125. It's kind of special. You don't want to give it out to them. You don't want everybody to see you naked.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever. It also uploads videos, MPEG videos.
Oh, okay.
You can put a video up there that you've made at home, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can email. We have hugs. Or kisses, you can email to people.
Oh, that's cute.
It has an automated service where if someone in your area signs up or in your zip code, I believe,
mm-hmm.
It'll notify you.
Wow.
That's cool. It also has a really good mail system. It's got it's called two-way matching. It's basically you can compare yourself to others in the different areas that you filled out in your profile, because
mm-hmm.
I want Beardar to be more than just a place to hook up and have sex. I want people to actually get together and find boyfriends
mm-hmm.
and husbands off of it.
Yeah.
So, and also primarily, besides all that fluff, I really want it to for people to use it for friends, because one of the key features and the tagline of the website is. Watch the fur fly, mm-hmm. is you can actually do a webcam through it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So if we would have thought about it ahead of time, we could have done that. But mm-hmm. as long as you have a webcam and you download this little plug-in, you can do it's one-on-one, and both people have to agree.
Okay.
And you can do video.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it's got some really great advanced features. Right now it's free.
Okay.
It says it on there, it's like, create your profile now. Plus benefits are free while we build our database of great-looking bears and cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. You know, it's going to be free. I'm talking a lot, but basically it's free because it doesn't cost me anything right now. When it gets to the point where it's going to start costing money,
yeah, mm-hmm.
then I'll start charging.
Yeah.
And we're looking, trying to figure out. Also, for me and Larry, the point of the site, too, is that it's we take suggestions very seriously, and if you click up on the contact button, I don't know, if you go to the website, you'll see there's a button that says contact, and there's a form, and I actually just got one a few minutes ago. And basically, people are going to help build this site.
Okay.
You know, we're mm-hmm. going to take the suggestions very, very seriously, because mm-hmm. they're the people that are using it.
Yeah, I saw the website, and... for you to, there's a subscription for you to use the video.
Not right now, there isn't.
No, there isn't. Oh, everyone can use it now. Okay.
Yeah, you can use it now. All the plus features are all free. Everything's free right now.
Mm-hmm. So what
is
your?
That's not clear. I'll make that more clear.
Oh yeah, it's in the front page. So yeah, you can simply edit it. So what is your bear profile there?
My bear profile.
There, yeah. Or where can people see you? Or
mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Big V Bear. You can do a search. I'm in California. We're going to be enhancing the search function, the browse function.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot better. A lot better. I'm 40 years old, so I'm in the 36 to 40 year old category.
Okay.
United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in California, and this will get a lot better over time.
I see.
And I'm in Lake Forest. There I am. and I'll be on, you know, I'm online a lot because I'm checking out the functions and so forth.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, if I were to visit the website, and is there such a way that I can look at somebody's profile without logging in, or can I see, or... Is there some? Does everyone have their own link for their default picture or something?
In order to see a profile, you need to be able to be logged in.
Oh, okay. You have to have an account.
I see what you're saying. Like some of the other services.
Yes.
You can do an individual login and log in with a URL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we have that yet. That should be coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's your website? It's bearden.com/bigvbear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. So something more direct without logging in.
But, yeah, we'll work on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wow, that's great. So your next Baron will be IBR. So, gosh, do you guys go to IBR a lot? How many times have you gone to IBR?
I've gone to IBR for 10 years. I came out 10 years ago, and I used to date girls, and I came out when I was 30, and now I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
I've still had more girlfriends than I've had boyfriends at this point. But
oh, really?
I live with my current boyfriend in Aliso Viejo, California.
Oh, okay.
Which is by about a half hour south of Disneyland.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's great. I mean... yeah, because we're planning to go there this coming IBR, and probably we're going to podcast the hell out of it.
Cool. I guess we'll come over to the table, and we'll podcast together.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Very great. So, okay, so any messages to the listeners here?
Well, yeah, any suggestions that you have for the site, anything like that, I invite you to... you know, send us a contact and let us know what you think. Like, if you look on the website right now, I have a few things on the site to suggest to people.
Okay.
One fun one, anal spike lube.
Okay.
It seems very practical, but also this other one where it's a way to get dandruff out of your beard.
Ah, okay.
Which I use personally every day or every other day, and it works great for me.
That's
so cool. I want the front page to be you know, very user-friendly, not too cluttered, very clean. Just have a nice, clean look to it.
Yeah.
But I invite everybody to sign up. Help me with suggestions. Help us with suggestions. Because it still is in beta, and I suppose it'll always be in beta. We just won't call it that, because it'll always be ever-changing and growing, and depending upon what the bears want.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it'll keep. There should be suggestions sending. You'll be flooded with suggestions.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's what we want.
All right. So, Vito, thank you very much for being in the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll interview you.
Yeah, next time. All right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. I got an email from Michael from Providence, Rhode Island. He says, "Love the podcast. It's about time the bear community gets one. My boyfriend and I, which are in our early to mid-20s, are looking into going to our first bear event. We're both pretty laid back and want a calm bear/cub atmosphere to establish some furry friends. We live fairly close to P-Town, and I understand there are many bear events there. Are there any that you recommend? Thanks, and keep up the good work." That's from Mike, and his boyfriend is Josh. Hi, Josh. So, okay, let me look at a website for you guys. Here's something that you might want to check out, Michael. It's massbaybears.org. They have an event on March 17th to 19th. It's out of hibernation in Provincetown, Massachusetts. So it's brought to you by Mass Bay Bears, Northeast Ursaman, Provincetown Bears, Green Mountain Growlers, and Bears Life, and The Ranch. So check out that website at massbaybears.org. So if you guys want to attend your first event there. Speaking of bear events, my partner and I would attend a big event in the year and then smaller events within the year. Like this time we're going to do IBR. We usually do TBRU, and this year we're going to do IBR. And within the year, we're going to do Bears to the Coast by Bears of San Antonio. And, of course, Bear Watch by Houston Area Bears. So that's going to be in May. And Bears to the Coast will be late March. So I'll announce that a bit later. Okay. So, yeah. So, Mike, just check out the website I gave you. And I have an email here from Javier. He's from Barcelona. Okay, he says here, "I'm Javier, one of the board members of Barcelona." Oh, cool. "The Bear Club in Barcelona, Spain. We're making an event next Easter, and we thought that the Bear Podcast could be a way to give information about our event. So we would be very thankful if we could find a way to collaborate." Well, you just did, okay? So just email me, guys, information, and I'll post it on the website, and I'll announce it in the next episode. Okay, so let me see. There's another email that I got here. It's from Bill. He is Trucker Bear on LiveJournal. He says, "Bear Chase." Bear Chase is my LiveJournal name. Okay, he says, "Very interesting, these bear podcasts. I just listened to the latest one, episode 34, yeah, that's the one with STP Bear, Jeff, and was completely intrigued. Says it's very cool. I'm not sure where I fit in the bear scheme of things, but I do try. Anyways, thanks for these, and keep on podcasting, and I'll keep listening." That's from Bill. Thank you, Bill, for listening. Yeah, you can backtrack. You can, using iTunes, you can still download the old episodes. Even up to the first episode. Oh, speaking of iTunes, I'm back in iTunes. Oh, yes. Okay, I guess Steve Jobs doesn't really hate me. Doesn't really hate bears. So, if you go to iTunes, you can do a search now. You can find Bear Podcast there. You can see two entries. One is the old one with an unknown artist. You can use that too. But the one with the picture, that's pretty much a good link for you guys. Or you can use feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast. That's also in the website if you go to subscribe to feeds in the Bear Podcast website. Okay, so what else I'm going to say? Well, I guess that's about it, guys. Stay tuned for next episode. I'm going to have Babalu. I'm really glad to have him in the show. Yeah, thanks, Babalu. Okay, so send me an email, guys, at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. The website is www.bearpodcast.com. Or you can leave me a voice message at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave me a voice message and I'll be able to play it in the show. So thank you guys for downloading this episode. Many wolves and many hugs.